Governor Chris Christie has been stopping in towns across New Jersey, pushing his new education funding formula. WHYY's Joe Hernandez attended a forum the governor held today in Burlington County.
The welcoming committee in Bordentown was probably not what Christie had in mind. Dozens of protesters lined the sidewalks outside the local firehouse where the forum was about to take place. Naomi Johnson LaFleur is president of the Trenton Education Association. She says Christie's proposal would hurt urban districts like Trenton, which is only about 7 miles away from Bordentown.
90% of our students or live at poverty levels. And for him to say that he's going to cut that funding is to say, I don't care about you.
Right now, many urban New Jersey districts get a larger share of state aid, while the more suburban districts get less. Christie wants to change that, doling out education aid evenly, the same amount for each student, no matter where. This would replace the current need-based formula. He says that will lower property taxes in 75% of districts where school aid would increase.
The biggest problem we'd have then is all the EMS calls that we'd have to be making to people who are passing out in their kitchens when they opened up their property tax bill in New Jersey and saw it less.
But he got pushback during the forum from some members of the public who asked how the plan would benefit the 25% of school districts that would see their funding cut. Christie said it would force low-performing districts to take a look at their methods and figure out how to improve.
If we keep sending the money at the rate that we're sending it now, there is no mechanism which will force them to reevaluate the way they're failing in educating these children. They will continue on the same path. I am trying to force change here. We're forcing change.
And the proposal has yet to get a hearing from the state legislature, which is controlled by Democrats. If enacted, it would upend decades of mandates from the New Jersey Supreme Court and likely result in a legal challenge. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.